Today is Wednesday, May 1st. Welcome to May, everybody. Hopefully, May brings us some warmer weather. The title for our devotional is Peter Empowered by the Spirit. Today, we're going to look at a few of the events of Peter's ministry in Acts and see how it was empowered by the Spirit of God. In Acts 2, we read about the Holy Spirit's outpouring at Pentecost. Immediately after the Spirit falls on them, the believers declare the glory of God in other languages that people from all over the world in Jerusalem at that time could understand. This had to be quite the scene, and there were lots of questions. Some thought they were drunk. So Peter stands up to clarify, and he delivers a sermon about what all of this means and how to become a part of this new movement of God. After the sermon, 3,000 souls believed and were added to their number, the text says. Their number was previously 120. The next few chapters follow the ministry of Peter. He heals a lame beggar in the name of Jesus. And when the people begin asking about it, he shares another sermon about Jesus. Another 2,000 people believed in Jesus then in Acts 4:4. During the sermon, the priests, Sadducees, and the captain of the temple guard arrest Peter and John and place them in prison till the morning. We read in Acts 4:7-14. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name do you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Oh, I love that line so much. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. Now after they were released in Acts 4:31, we read, After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. In Acts 10, an angel appears to a Roman centurion named Cornelius. The angel tells him to send for Peter. As the men from Cornelius are on their way to get Peter, Peter sees a vision that reveals to him that God has accepted the Gentiles, Cornelius, into the people of God. Continuing the story, we read in Acts 10:19-20. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Simon, three men are looking for you. So get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. So Peter goes with them, and he preaches the gospel to Cornelius and his household. Let's read part of Peter's sermon here in Acts 10:37-38. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Fast forwarding a few verses to 44-48. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. Peter, a devout Jew prior to Jesus, was forbidden under the law to even enter into the house of a Gentile. To do so would make him unclean because of the unclean food the Gentiles ate. Peter, and likely the other apostles as well, needed the Spirit to move for them to embrace the Gentiles into the people of God. This story is God doing just that through his Spirit. Reflection time today. When the Spirit moves, he often calls you into an uncomfortable situation at first, but it produces growth in the end. Are there any areas of your life that you have been resisting or unwilling to surrender to the Spirit's movement? For today, just spend a few minutes praying and asking the Spirit what those might be.